your
kids.
You ever called anything else?
My children.
All right. And do you have a like a name that they give a child? They call that a
nickname?
Yeah. Or like a pet? Do you ever hear the term a basket name or a pet name?
Now, pet name, yes.
And the thing you put a baby in when you take it out for a walk?
Stroller, or either a carriage.
Yeah. Now those are those two different things?
Yeah, they're two different things. A stroller is one the baby sit in.
Mm-hmm.
It used to that, you know, they didn't lay back. Now they have strollers with the back let down, uh-huh. So people put the younger babies in it. And,
uh-huh.
And then in a carriage, you know, that's where the baby just laid when he was real small.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, if you take a baby out, you see you're going to go out and...
Walk the baby.
All right. And your female offspring is your...
Daughter.
And she's not a boy, but a...
Girl.
And when a woman's going to have a baby, you say she's...
Pregnant.
Now, are there any slang expressions?
Expecting.
Any others that you can think of?
No.
All right, and a woman who not a, I'm not talking about a registered nurse now, I'm talking about somebody who just happens to live in the neighborhood who might assist in the birth of a child.
I know it just as good because my grandmother's one. She was, midwife.
Okay, did they ever call it, well, not your grandmother really gets involved, but I was going to say, you know the expression, a granny woman? Or a grant using the expression that they sometimes call midwives grannies.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, did any of the people in your in the neighborhood where your grandmother lived who weren't related to her call her granny?
Yeah. they a lot of them called her granny.
And was that, do you think, because of her age more, or because she was a midwife?
I guess I always just took it for granted it was because of her age.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay. And if a boy has facial features quite like his father's, you might say that boy...
Looked like his father.
Uh-huh. And if he behaves the way his father does, you say he...
The spitting image of his father.
Okay. And if that woman had a hard life all by herself, seven children, she...
Raised seven children.
Okay. And a child born out of wedlock is called a...
An illegitimate child.
Have you ever heard any other slang expression?
Bastards.
Yeah. Okay, but now, have you ever heard anything... Have you ever heard like a woods colt or a Sunday baby or a volunteer baby? Any none of those?
No.
Okay. And your sister, your relationship to your... To say your sister's son would be your...
My nephew.
Yeah, and a child, both of whose parents are dead, would be a...
Orphan.
Yeah, and if the court had to appoint somebody, that person would be a...
A foster.
Or
an adopted parent.
Or a gar...
Godfather.
A guard...
Guardian.
Yeah, that's... And then, and all the people related to you, you'd call them your...
Relatives.
And if a person was not related to you, you'd say, well, he's no...
Kin to me.
And the mother of Jesus, her name was?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife's name was?
Martha.
Yeah. And if a girl's name was Eleanor, they might call her?
Ellie.
Or
Nettie, I don't know.
Sure. And a boy's name was William, they might call him?
Bill.
Or a little boy, they might call him?
Junior.
Or Bill.
Billy.
Yeah. And the first book of the New Testament is?
Genesis?
Matthew. Yeah. And if there was a man in the neighborhood who was a part-time, untrained preacher, what might they call him?
A called preacher, or somebody called to preach?
Yeah, well, I met have you ever heard a term for, especially for one who has no training at all, but he's just...
What they call a jackleg preacher?
Yeah. Now, what does a jackleg preacher mean to you?
A man that says one thing and does another.
I see. So it's a